Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Good morning. Yes, it is already 6:39 on WGN Radio, 21 minutes before 7 o'clock. And we do have in studio the Rock Cats, performing cats. Let's see if we can do a better job of getting this.
More cowbell tuna.
So that's those are cats playing the cowbells, which would seem appropriate. Samantha Martin is here, and we'll talk to you in just 1 second here. Samantha, you can sit down. We'll chit-chat before we see the performance. Samantha has, and turn the microphone toward you. Yeah. There you go. First of all, welcome back to Chicago. I had heard, I hate to even say this, that you moved away from Chicago?
I did.
Oh, no! You travel all over the country, you've come back, and people can see tonight.
Yes.
One more night only.
Yes, one more night only. Actually, a 3:30 matinee and a 7:30 show tonight to see the amazing Acrocats.
What are the amazing Acrocats?
They're a troupe of former orphans, rescues, and strays that have come into my life over the years, and I've taught them to do some pretty amazing things through the use of clicker training, which is all positive reinforcement. It's a great way to... It's a great way to train your cats to do all sorts of amazing things.
Okay, what we see now. I want to stop, actually. So what we saw, and if you're watching on Facebook, you're able to see this, or WGNradio.com, you can watch the video of this. What one of your cats did was volunteer a behavior. I'm going to ring the bell now, hoping to get a treat. So when you train dogs, they will do what you ask them to do if they're well-trained and they understand what they're supposed to do. For cats, same thing, except one difference. Cats will say, now I'm going to try this. Now I'm going to do this. Now I'll try that. They're very creative.
They are creative.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know for sure what the definition of creativity is.
Yes.
But I argue, and I want you to comment on this, that in that sense, cats are actually smarter, more creative than dogs.
Yes, I do think that cats are more creative and smarter than dogs because they'll always be throwing new behaviors to see if it'll get them a reward. Once they learn the concept of clicker training and know that, you know, the click equals a treat, they'll do things that are similar to what they've learned in efforts to get a treat.
As we're hearing. So what is clicker training? What does that mean?
It's positive reinforcement. It started out as almost a kid's toy. It makes a clicking sound. Actually, I probably have one of them.
Here, I've got an example.
Do you have one? Yeah. Okay.
So it's a novel sound.
Yeah, it's a novel sound.
And the I just use a pen in this case, but same idea.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead. You
can
explain it.
Click equals a treat. So it's a bridge.
So you click and you treat and you click and you treat. Once the cat understands, I get an amazing treat, just not an ordinary treat.
Yes.
I get an amazing treat. Then you begin to shape the behavior. Is that how you do it?
Yes, exactly. I'll shape the behaviors that I want through the use of the clicker and sometimes a target stick as well. But they pick up things very quickly. We had one of the adoptable kitties from Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control because they're receiving a portion of the proceeds from our show.
Yay. Well, that's wonderful.
So we've been bringing their kittens up on stage and doing a training demonstration. And these kittens have learned instantly. Within 3 minutes, they're waving a paw, doing a circle, and jumping through a hoop. And within 3 minutes... Because that's how fast clicker training works.
I know it. And kittens, you can train a 10-year-old cat.
Yes.
First of all, but kittens are easier.
Kittens are easier.
And people are amazed at these are veterinarians. When I go to veterinary conferences and I say, and we actually have labs, and I'll take a little kitten and I'll train that kitten to sit and I'll say, time me. I'll do this in less than a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So. Let's have, I think what we're going to do is have a performance here. Who are these cats that are going to perform? Is Kit Jagger here?
Oh, no, Kit Jagger.
Darn it!
Oh, sorry. We actually have two tunas. We have Albacore tuna and Ahi tuna.
These are the cats' names, not the rewards?
Yeah, it is also the reward as well. But But, you know, our original tuna was tuna, so it's actually taking two tunas to fill the paws of our original tuna.
Tuna who passed away. Tuna was a cat's name.
Yes.
All right, we have started the performance here before we're the rehearsing, I believe. And we only have 5 minutes here to go, Samantha, because they're members of the cat union, of course.
Oh, of course. Yeah, they were not happy about the early rising hour. They were sound asleep.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Hold on a second. We will have this performance that people have been waiting for. But first, of course, a commercial break. We have a good Freshwave story for you. And I've got right here. Commercial copy to describe what that is, that Fresh Wave story, Sylvia and how her basement reeked of mildew and Fresh Wave really worked. But I'm going to ad lib a little bit and tell you a true story. I was in Virginia at APDT. That's a Professional Pet Trainers Association. And by the way, look for that logo. If you need a dog trainer, look and make sure that they are a member of APDT, the Association of Pet Dog Trainers. So I was there, I was speaking at this conference, and I get a text from my sister saying her dog has been skunked. And next text, but I used Fresh Wave. The house smells a bit, I'm working on that, but the dog doesn't anymore. Fresh Wave really works. Completely unsolicited, my sister, who of course listens to this radio show, went out and got some Fresh Wave, and she said, wow, this really works. And it works with just water and plant oils, no harsh chemicals, no masking fragrances. It works safely, naturally, effectively removing even skunk odors. That would be the Fresh Wave pet shampoo that I'm talking about at this moment. But then there are the Fresh Wave candles and other Fresh Wave products you get to deal with the house. She did, and her house now smells like her house previously smelled, which I'd rather not comment on. Find Freshwave products at Ace Hardware, Bed Bath & Beyond, and Target stores, as well as select Walgreens locations. Head to freshwaveworks.com and use the store locator to find the nearest Freshwave retailer near you. WGN, 11 minutes before 7 o'clock. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dogs and cats, you are about to hear and witness a performance of the amazing Acrocats. All right, guys, go for it.
That's it. More cowbell.
Of course, they were performing at the break. There we go.
This is Ahi Tuna on the xylophone and Albacore Tuna on cowbell. Yeah, you're close.
So we've got a cowbell and a xylophone.
Mm-hmm. It's got two members of our band, actually. The Rock Cats, which is the finale of our show. Okay, Ahi Tuna, more xylophone.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there they are. Yes, very, very nice. And they're applauding even this early out on Michigan Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, I want to talk to you a bit more, Samantha, about how this all began. Where did you get the idea that you're going to travel in this interesting vehicle?
Yes.
What is the, there's a name for that?
Well, we have the Catmobile, which is our tag-along vehicle out there that has the big cat on top of it. But then we also
Hold it. Wait. What did you just say?
A tag-along vehicle. So basically, we tow the cat car behind a 45-foot tour bus that's decked out for the cats.
With a cat on top of it.
Well,
not a real cat.
No.
That would be bad.
That would be very bad, yes.
Yes.
It's a large fiberglass cat that rides on top of our smaller vehicle that we tow behind the tour bus. We actually have a 45-foot professional tour bus that we managed to get through Kickstarter almost a couple years ago.
I remember. Yeah. I believe I contributed to that.
Yes.
So you've got... this tour bus that really travels all over the country, just like a rock band does.
Exactly, because these guys are stars, so they travel in style. The back third of the bus is decked out for the cats. We have Kitty City, we have Condo Row, and now we even have Kitten City for our foster and rescue work as well.
Now, what's interesting here is that we have a dog watching us on Michigan Avenue, a Labrador Retriever, and we have one of your cats just staring at that dog saying, I don't think you're coming in here, dog.
Yeah, the tail just fluffed up a little bit. So
yes.
We had to make a note that Ahi Tuna does not like dogs.
So. Not so much. No. So where did you get the idea that I'm going to do this? I'm going to travel all over the country. This is going to be my life. And it is.
Yes, it is.
And what you do is every city you go to, you say, I'm going to help adopt out shelter cats. I mean, you do amazing things. But the message is that important where you said, this is going to be my life.
Yeah, well, it's when I started doing fostering back in 2009, it was really a life-changing moment for me.
Why?
Because when I was sent in to get my first litter, they said, well, whatever you don't take from this room will be euthanized. So I took all 12 kittens.
Oh, my goodness.
And then that's when I became really aware of the problem of so many homeless cats out there. And a lot of them get relinquished by their owners because of behavioral problems.
That's the number one reason why dogs and cats are given up, actually.
And cats more often than dogs because there's no bond there. So clicker training will really enhance the pet-cat bond. It's so important to spend even just 10 minutes a day with your cat, teaching them to do some sort of simple parlor trick or even just sit, stay, a high five or go to a particular mark so that they're not counter surfing. So there's so many benefits to clicker training, and it really builds a better bond with your cat. And you would never relinquish a cat that gave you a high five when you came home from work.
Also, I think it's enriching for the cat, and we have so many behavior problems occurring as a result of just the static environment. So I'm glad they're indoors. I want cats to be, they're safer that way. Having said that, if there's nothing to do all day, every day, and if people aren't interacting with their cats and there's no change at all, the cats get bored, and boredom can actually accelerate. And there can be medical repercussions and behavior problems as a result of that environment not changing.
Exactly. Cats really need the stimulus. They need mental stimulus. They need, physical exercise. There's so many cats out there that are overweight and have behavioral problems that lead to medical problems. And training can really help with all of that.
Totally. All right, I'm so on board with that. And in fact, I mean, one thing I do is go around the country talking about just that. So I get what you're doing. I get what you're saying. Here's something you may not know. And I hope that you celebrated on Saturday. Saturday was Cures for Cats Day.
Oh.
The Wynn Feline Foundation, Cures for Cats Day. Oh, yes, look at you. I've got a partner here. If you could only purr, I'm holding a cat. If you could only purr into the microphone.
Yeah, that's Ahi Tuna.
Ahi Tuna. So the Wynn Feline Foundation funds cat health studies. And I know you're well aware of who they are.
Yes, I am.
I mean, pretty much everything we know medically about these two cats in studio and all of your cats was once funded by the Wynn Feline Foundation. Even sorts of things we take for granted now.
Yes.
Like what cats eat every day, most cats. And in addition to that, the fact that too much tuna, no offense to these cats named tuna, too much tuna and only tuna as food would be a bad thing for cats.
Oh,
and
yes.
Why? You know, so that was all, and many more things were discovered. I mean, everything, pretty much, because 50 years worth of studying and research, and this is the 50th anniversary of the Wynn Feline Foundation. Now, about you guys, you're still here in the Chicago. So for those of you in Chicago, you can see the whole troop. We've just got two in the studio, the two that were willing to get up early.
Yes.
But how many cats are in the show?
There's 16 cats in the show.
What?
Yes. Well, right now we're teaching some new ones, and some of the older ones are going to be retiring soon. So there's a few more than we normally would have right now.
And the show is where?
And the show is at the Vidim Theater on Noble Street. There's one more. Today's our last day of shows, so we have a show at 3:30 and a show at 7:30. A portion of the proceeds is being donated to Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control. They're also there, and they have adoptable kitties available. So we're hoping to help them get some of the kitties adopted.
And their big benefit, I don't know if you're in town still, is this Wednesday, for which I happen to be the MC again at this benefit. And it's at the Chicago Cultural Center Wednesday night, and it's called Big Night because, like the movie Big Night, there's amazing food. All these chefs come in. I think there's 16 of them, some of the best chefs in Chicago. And last year they had a couple of bars, and I guess they figured, that's not enough. We need four bars, and they will have. And they'll have all these cool items for auctions. Lots of celebrities will be there, including a member of the cast of Chicago Fire. Huge, huge cat lover and dog lover. All of that is this Wednesday night to help Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control. Can they still get tickets to see you tonight?
Yes, tickets are still available.
This afternoon and tonight.
Yes, for this afternoon and tonight. CircusCats.com is our website. So you can go on there, and that'll give you the showtime, the location of the theater, and you can buy tickets right online.
All right. Samantha Martin, you're incredible. The work you do is amazing. Thank you so much. I don't know your lovely assistant's name here.
Oh, this is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Hello. Over there. Debbie's in the corner, cat wrangling. Thank you guys both very much for getting up so early and coming down to WGN.
Pets are...
Whoops, I turned off my own microphone there. I meant to turn yours off. Pets aren't like family. They are family. That's why the doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always there for you and your pets when you need them most. They're located at the corner of Belmont, Western, and Clybourne. MedVet provides emergency, specialty, and critical care 24/7. That's the whole idea, right? So something happens, and I bet Samantha would agree here. It doesn't happen at 2 in the afternoon. It happens at 2 in the morning.
It always happens at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
I don't get that. In addition to emergency care, there are specialists. And I'm sure now you're not living in Chicago, but you know of MedVet.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and probably,
I've been there.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I'll tell you, I go to events, you know, I go to events all the time. And people will hear me read these commercials and thank me for supporting MedVet Chicago. But more interestingly, when I'm with a veterinarian or a staff member from MedVet, that person gets more hugs than I've ever seen because people are appreciative of the fact that they are there for your dogs and cats too. Yes, of course. So as I said, they're open 24/7. In addition to that, they're a level one trauma center, American Animal Hospital Association, accredited referral hospital, MedVet Chicago, MedVetForPets.com, MedVetForPets.com, or call 773-281-7110. All right, Rick Pearson coming up in just a little bit, talking politics. You want to see these cats? You could see them this afternoon or tonight. CircusCats.com, or go to my website, stevedale.tv. Lots of information about them. This is at 701 Chicago's very own 720 WGN and WGNRadio.com.